Let's just backtrack for a minute to what we left off from last week. So we were talking about the Gemara Pesachim. What a Gemara Pesachim. We were talking about the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara told us that a person is permitted to be misrape from any davar also be'achila also be'hanah, even if it's a violation of the Torah, because we're dealing with a situation of pikuach nefesh. Nefesh is doicha, called darkul, basically. With the exception of the chomis rapid chutz v'yatzi asherah. You're not permitted to use the wood of an asherah tree, of a desert tree, in order to be merape, even at the expense of one's own life. How do you know that? Well, it's not for possible. The chomis rapid teaches us that of a desert is yehar v'yavar. So the Rishonim were very bothered. I understand that not to bow down to an idol is yehar v'yavar. Not bowing down to an idol, I'm just using the wood. So why is that considered to be in the parasha of yehar v'yavar? So we had developed the theme last week, a major machlekes, Taisan Duran. What exactly is going on? Everybody agrees that the Gemara is obviously being mechadish something tazir, namely that there's a lower standard of Avodah Zarah that's also included in Yehar V'Yavar. The nuanced machlekes of Rishonim is, what exactly is that lower standard? So Taisus understood, we're not talking about a guy who's just making the room hot. The doctor said he's too cold, he's going to die, he's too cold, so he's just going to burn wood, and says, that's not Yehar V'Yavar, that's just the nisr being nenem Avodah Zarah, that's for sure not Yehar V'Yavar. Is that the witch doctors tell him that if you use this wood, then it's going to work, they didn't believe in their idols, da da da. So the guy right now is very skeptical, he doesn't really believe in the soul story, but he's desperate. Well, you see that it really works, then he may end up the eliminator of Avodah Zarah. So that's the Yehar V'Yavar. It's the Shema Yavo Avodah Zarah. That's cool, that's the Chiddush of even a Shema Yavo is potentially called Yehar V'Yavar. And the Ran says, the Gemara is talking about a situation where he's burning wood to make himself warmer. He doesn't believe in the Avodah Zarah. He's never going to believe in the Avodah Zarah. What's the assertion? Being never in the Avodah Zarah. But that's not Yehar V'Yavar. Yeah, it is. Because anything that's in the parish of Avodah Zarah, even the lower level Isur called the Abis Rayu of Avodah Zarah, also Yehar V'Yavar. So both places in the Ran agree there's something very mechudish going on in the Sugya. There's a lower standard of Avodah Zarah that's also included in Yehar V'Yavar. What's unclear is what defines that lower standard. Is it based on, is going to leave with the Avodah Zarah Mamish, or is it based on the fact that it's part of the parish itself? So much of this machlekes revolved around a very, very mechudish to the Sugya in the Sefer Sanhedrin, we spoke a lot about last week, about an individual who got so sick, physically sick, because he wanted to violate Gidei Arayos. So the Gemara said, not only will we not let him violate Gidei Arayos proper, we won't even let him violate Chibah Benisha, other Kibbutz Bos, and other kinds of things, which are not technically the Yisur of Arayos Mamish. Even those things are also Yehar V'Yavar. And the Gemara said, that was Mikra Din, that wasn't a new Din. According to one version of the story, she was a Pnuya, so that is a Chiddush, it was a Rosh. But if you hold that she was an Eishes Ish, then the Gemara says, that makes a lot of sense. There's no great Chiddush. No great Chiddush. It's like Kidei Arayos Mamish. So Toysus Kidei Aslu, Baran Kidei Aslu. According to Toysus, the reason why it's Yehar V'Yavar is because even though the Isser of Chibuk V'Nisho is not per se Kidei Arayos, but it's possible that Nekach is going to leave in the Kidei Arayos, that makes it Avodah Zarah. According to Iran, not because it's going to leave, but just because it's part of the parasha. It's part of that whole institution. Yehar V'Yavar, albeit a much less severe Isser, that's enough to kick in the din of Yehar V'Yavar. So Taisus had his way of reading the Gemara's in Pesachim and Sanhedrin, the Ran his way, everything is shown to him. For Rabbi Say, when we left off last week, with that Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin being the pivotal part of the Sugya, we have to really go back and analyze that Gemara properly. In light of a very famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam. We just started last week, at the end of the Shilas, we got to run off to Myrav, so we didn't really get into it. We started to discuss the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, to get a little bit of a better, a little bit more clarity in that sugya, and hopefully we have to go back to Abizrayim. The Rambam, take a look at Hilchos Isuri Diyah. Very Chof Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Rambam and Hilchos Isuri Diyah, very Chof Aleph, Halacha Aleph.
For
lack of a better term, what is colloquially called the Isur Negiyah, a modern made-up term in the high schools in the last 50 years.
But about the poskim kol chibur v'nisho, shah gravas, things of that nature, any of those kinds of things, hovanana v'kibur v'asas, like the Rambam raised a lokim in a Torah. Those are outright surum deraisa, which carry with the malchus. Shenemar levilti asos bechukos atoevos. Shenemar lo sikavu legalos erev. Is it real drasha? Kloimar lo sikavu ledvar mamavila deigili erev. What is the meaning of the possible sikavu legalos erev? What is this chadish and those words that doesn't appear in the rest of the parasha of Arayas? So the answer is the rest of the parasha is talking about gili Arayas mamish via mamish. And the sikavu is referring to the dvar mamavila deigili or ichibu finishik dechadoime. So the Rambam sheet is quite clear that it's a deraisa. Of course, the famous Bar Plukta of the Rambam, and this is the Ramban. Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs is a long, long, and I mean long, right? To you guys a whole 2 hours, that's a long, 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 long attack against the Rambam. But the gist of the 2 hour attack against the Rambam is that Lasik Vilagas ever doesn't mean that. That's not what the Kavanah Sater is. Lasik Vilagas ever means, no, don't do Gilei Arayas Mamish. So what is this Isser of Chibur V'nisho? The whole Gemara is to talk about other kinds of inappropriate types of activities. So the Ramban has two possibilities. So for the most of the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, he assumes those are Isser of Midrabanon. But the Isser derives is only via Mamish, everything else is only Isser Midrabanon. And then at the very end, the Ramban throws out a third possibility. Maybe it's not the Rambam's version of the Chai Malkus, and maybe it's not what he himself was suggesting, that it's only Midrabanon. Maybe it's a Deraisa, albeit without Malchus. How could that be? Where is it? What kind of deraisa is that without Malchus? The Ramban is a very, very strange mashal. I think we may have mentioned this Ramban earlier this year. Do you remember what the strange mashal Ramban has? It's a half a line. You can read the whole Ramban and almost miss it. It's a half a line.
Chatzishir.
Yeah, he fills in that line. Efshir, it's also mitam chatzishir. It's like a chatzishir bia, which of course, and that would be true, that would put it into the category of being an issa deraisa, albeit without Malchus. Now, what's striking about the Ramban is really twofold. First of all, this is chatzishir out of the realm of machlokes asuros. Most of the sugyas of chatzishir, the primary sugyas of chatzishir in the Gemara, all appear in the context of machlokes asuros. By Chelev, the Gemara has it, and by Yom Kippur, the Gemara has it, and by Shavuos, the Gemara has it a little bit. We don't find, at least explicitly in the Gemara, that chatzishir is also in a Torah by other kinds of isurim. So that happens to be a Rashi in the Masechta Shabbos that says chatzishir by Melech Shabbos. Let's say if a person cooks less than a gregaris. A gregaris is the size of a dried fig. So that's the shear of Mavashal on Shabbos. That's the shear of carrying on Shabbos. That's the shear for Melech that involve food on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that even cooking less than a dried fig is Asur. So on the spot, Rashi writes, it's Asur min haTorah. Why? Because chatzishir Asur min haTorah. So the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva where he questions Rashi. He says, how did Rashi know that? Vishtei the Gemara chatzishir is Asur min haTorah by other Isurim. Maybe it's only Asur min haRabbanon by other Isurim. The concept of chatzishir maybe is limited to Machalos Asuros. So you see from the Ramban, that also like this Rashi, that the Ramban is willing to plug in the principle of chatzishir even out of the realm of Machalos Asuros. But there's something even more Chodesh to the Ramban. Why not? But what's the real break for that Ramban? It's a tremendous chiddush. Ramban says that the shear shalom is bia, and the chatz shear is chibur v'nisha.
It's not a half. It's not a half of the mice. It's a lead in towards.
Oh, so what he said. I need two words. Two English words.
It's a half.
An English word. English word. Yiddish word. English word. Quantitative and qualitative. Chatz shear is usually a quantitative statement, namely. Don't eat this amount, that's the chayv kares for, and don't eat that amount, that's asur min haTorah. Here, what the Ramban is telling us is, don't do maisa X, that's chayv kares, and don't do maisa Y, and that's called the chatzishir. Chibuk v'nishuk is not quantitatively half a beer, it's the chlav, it doesn't make any sense, it's a qualitatively different action. One's a maisa beer, one's an act of chibuk v'nishuk. So it's true that one may lead to another. It's a very good, very chiddush to the Ramban. It's a tremendous chiddush in the Ramban. Could we, before we get back to the Ramban and the Ramban, before we get back to the punchline of our sugi, we heard this Ramban, thought, you know, not to analyze this Ramban. So what's Ramban driving at? What kind of what thing is this? That's what chatzishir is. What's a chatzishir is? To throw back some of the things we spoke about before.
We spoke about a Magad Mishnah.
Yeah, we spoke a little bit about Magad Mishnah. That's right.
Malchus and Isurim.
No, right. It was all part of a theory we've been touching on. The last 6 months, we've talked about Isurim Hanah. We've been tossing around this Chakir a few times in the sugyas of Isurim Hanah. What's the nature of all these Isurim? Machos Isurim, Isurim Hanah.
Yishlach Bar. What's the famous Hakir 101? All these sigils.
Is it the Hanah Shabo, or is it the action in it?
Well, is the Yisr of Chazir, the Yisr of Orla, the Yisr of Aslachalav, these are all pu'ulos of Yisr. There's an Yisr Maisa to eat Chazir. It happens to be that most of the time you eat Chazir. It tastes good. If the ham tastes good, you're probably enjoying yourself. But I don't really care whether you're enjoying yourself. The Hanah is not the Yisr, it's a Maisa Chila is the Yisr. What do I say now? What the Torah really asked is, Hanos achila, or by regularly surrendered, no, Hanos hadov, Hanos achet. So, you're not going to get a noch as chetz. Elo what? Torah defines what's considered to be, at what degree of Hanos is considered to be Hanos. So, by certain Yisurim, only Hanos achimus constitute Hanos. Other Yisurim, even any Hanos constitutes Hanos. The name of the game is a Hanos Shavoy. It's not a mice, it's not a pula sister, it's a Hanos Shavoy. Anyone remember the riot? After Kedushin of Mugimel? That perhaps the Yisra of Machos Asuros, the Yisra of Yisra Hanah, is really an Yisra Hanah, not so much Yisra Maisa. The Gemara calls one time, Shammai Azokin, who held Yeshlech Advaver. That's like the sheep that we don't usually associate with. We hold Yeshlech Advaver. But Shammai disagreed. So the Gemara says that Shammai held, if I send the Reuven to kill Shimon, I'm Chaim Yisra Bezdin. With the one opinion, one version of Shammai, Mamish Yeshlech Advaver, even Bezdin. The guy who hires the assassin, Mamish held responsible. Yeshlech Tvavera. Says the Gemara, Umbode Shammai, Ba'oimel Lechavera. If I tell my friend, do me a favor, go into the McDonald's and eat that cheeseburger for me. Have a mind to invite me in the eating of the cheeseburger. So Gemara says, that's absurd. There's no shtichas in that. You know why? Lamatzinu zenene v'zemischayev. What's pshat? Lamatzinu zenene v'zemischayev. What do the words mean? What do the words mean? What does that mean? That's a fancy way of saying what? Not a mitzvah pa'ula. Ritzicha is a mitzvah pa'ula. There's a mice of ritzicha. So we have it to hold that the mice of ritzicha is only misyach, is the person who pulls the trigger. So Shammai is mechadesh that the dinim shlichos can apply to create, to transfer the mice of ritzicha from the guy who pulls the trigger to the guy who hires the assassin. That's Shammai's chiddush. When it comes to machalas asuros, the Gemara says, even Shammai would not say such a thing. To say the shlichos on Yisur Yachila wouldn't make any sense. The Yisr of Machos Asuras is an Yisr Hanah, it's not an Yisr of a Pa'ula, there's no Maisa per se. So in the same breath, the Gemara says, Ha'oimer, say Ba'olas Ha'erva, even Shammai would concede, there's no Shlichas. Reuven says to Shimon, do me a favor, you go be Mazana with that woman, have in mind, it should be for me. So what kind of Litzanus is that? The Gemara says, L'matzina Zenenev Zemischayev. So the same word, the same way the Gemara uses that Lashon, that Lamatzim is an enem zemischayev by Surya Achila, when he uses the identical lashon by Gili Arayas, also pointing in the direction that it could be Gili Arayas, the Yisra is not the Pu'ula, it's not the Maisa Bia, but the Yisra is the Hanor Shavoy. You have to have a Bia in order to get that Hanor. But the goal of the game, the name of the game, the name of the Yisra is the Hanor Shavoy. So that's what many Acharim say. If that's the case, then can we understand a little bit better than the Ramban?
So
if you're telling me that the name of the Yisr of Gilead Arayas is a Maisabiya, and then you're going to tell me a story that a Maisa Chibuk is a half of Maisabiya, so you're mixing apples and oranges. This is Maisa X, this is Maisa Y. They're qualitatively different from one another. But if you tell me that the Maisabiya isn't really so important anyway, the name of the Yisr is not really the Maisabiya. The Maisabiya is a way to get to Hanor X. If you have a Maisabiya, that reaches Hanor X. If you have Chibuk Benisha, that's X minus 5. So that's what the Ramban is saying, X minus 5. That's quantitative. That's half of the Yisra Hanor Shavoy. So from the fact that the Ramban is invoking the model Chatzishia vis-a-vis Yisra Bia, it almost sounds a little bit that he's also going down the same line of reasoning that the Yisra Gilead Arayas is more Hanor Shavoy rather than Maisa Shavoy. But yeah, that was the side point. That was the main point of it.
Shouldn't just be limited to
feed
the
Phoenicia,
beyond that,
if you look at the book. Well, we're getting there. Hold on. We're going to see just how far this goes. So, as I state in Rambam, that's also been a Torah, and the Emes says that the Ramban, for the most part of that, I've saw that Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ramban is of the opinion that the Chibuk Phoenicia of the Rambam is not Torah. It's only the Ramban. Half a line, the Ramban throws out the possibility of Chatzishia, we're going to leave that out for now. So, it's really the Ramban. No, who's right? Chutz for us to ask that question, we have to tell you a lot of things. Who's right? The Ramban or the Ramban?
Ram says Chim Venisha is a deraisa. Claims his posuk for it. Rabban says Bchal what the posuk means. Who's right? Who bring me right? Who right? Who runs ahead? What did Gemara say then? The Gemara says the guy's going to die. The doctor said the guy's going to die. So they sent the shav back to Chacham. The Chacham said, yeah, you're right. We know the guy's going to die. And tough, you heard Yahweh. So what should be the next question? You heard Yahweh, Rabbi. It's mutter. Not even what? I mean, you don't mean mutter. You mean it's mutter.
Minatora.
It's mutter minatora. You're going to make the guy die for this? The Ravana? I mean, come on. So this is the Shach's Raya. The Shach writes that it's Nira Lo Raya Brura Fnat Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin at the Rav's Rav. That there's no way in the world you can tell me that Chibuk Benishek is only the Rabbanon and then turn around and say you heard about Yahweh? You heard about Yahweh at the Rabbanon? We had enough trouble trying to forget you heard about Yahweh at the Rice. You heard about Yahweh at the Rabbanon? Doesn't make any sense. So the Shach says that a Raya Brura Shnei Lo Tshuva in the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin at the Rav is correct.
Can you say like
those first? Oh, Tazos, the Shai's already one step ahead of the game. So comes the Bir Agra and says, Nishkin Raya Brura. You see from here's up the Gra that the Ramban held, exactly what I just laughed at a minute ago. You and I were laughing together. Okay. We're laughing against the Gra. Zuck the Bir Agra. The Ramban clearly held. Okay. The Ramban clearly held. You can have your Yabba and Darabonim. But the guy, what's the svar? What kind of story is he have? You have an Adirah Bonim. It doesn't make any sense. So Shai is ready at the next part of the punchline. So comes Shai and says, what's going on here? Why is it that the Shach is so convinced that there's no way under the sun that you can have Herba Yavan Adirah Bonim? And the girl says, yeah, no big deal. The Rabban says, yeah, no big deal. Herba Yavan Adirah Bonim. L'chayr, the Nekudas and Machloik is between the Shach and the Gra, which is fundamentally Machloik, the Rambam and the Rambam, basically. Because the Rambam saw on that Gemara and said, head in the Raya Feshit. And the Rambam ignored that Gemara, didn't even sachis to that Gemara. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about what is Yehar Vayav, what is Abdi's value? What makes the Chibuk Venishim from Sanhedrin Yehar Vayav? So if you hold that the definition of Yehar Vayav, the definition of Lo Lovely, the definition of Abdi's value, is Al-Shem Ha-Asid, it's because don't do X because X is going to lead to Y, and that potential leading to Y creates up the shame of Abizrael, that the fact that this particular action is not a Nisa Deraisa, so what? I don't know anything. I'll tell you a secret. I'll tell you a cash against you. According to Tosfos, the guy's using the wood, all right? He's using the wood to because the doctor sent him, the medicine man, the sorcerer told him, this wood's going to save the day. He doesn't believe it. But he's using the wood right now. Is that a deraisa? I mean, maybe it's deraisa. Nehemiah, but Tosfos says that's not enough to be Herba Yavar. So why is it Herba Yavar? So the answer is it's not the issue what I'm doing. Herba Yavar is Hashem Ha'osid. Herba Yavar means anything, any action that you're involved in that could potentially lead you down that road of Gidei Reis Mamish, if it is a Mamish, that is your Herba Yavar. So look, partly with it's awesome in a third, it's awesome in their butter, it's not a serum together. This Mamish doesn't make a difference. So according to the Ramban, according to the Gra, it makes a lot of sense that you can have something that per se, objectively, is not Asa Min HaTorah, and it's still Yerba Yavah. And why did the Rambam disagree with this? Why did the Shach disagree? Why did the Shach believe that was impossible? Why did the Rambam see in that Gemara and head a proof positive to Ishita that Chibuk V'Nishuk is Deraisa? Because the Rambam couldn't conceive of Yerba Yavah being on anything else than at least a Deraisa. Why is that? Because the Rambam is thinking along the lines of who? About Book of Taisis, who? Of the Ran. That the only thing that creates Yehovah Yahweh is Hashem HaOsid, not because what's going to happen. It's got to be here and now. When I looked at if it's going to happen tomorrow, there's a look properly. Right now, it's got to be a Nisar. It's got to have a shame of it is earth. It's got to have a shame to the rise on it. So that's what the Rambam of the Shach would say. If it's a derais, it could have a shame to the rise. It's only a derabon, but it's a derabon, a shame to the rise on a derabon.
One of the examples that the Gemara talks in the story in Sanhedrin was that they didn't even allow him to talk to her if she was
okay. The court's pushing me on this. I thought originally I would hold off on this. But you know what? I'm not going to hold off. Because you push me into the corner, and I'm going to have to address this, okay? So again, it's 100%. We have this Gemara Sanhedrin, but the Gemara is telling us that these actions, these activities that were described to the Misha Hela Libertina, or your Har Goyam. The Gemara says Meikir Adin, right? Bishlom Amandu Meishas Sishai says Meikir Adin. There's no Chumras, no Rosh Hashanah. Meikir Adin Shehar Goyam. So we had a major machlokes in Rishonim, what the nature of this Yehovah Yavar is. So the Rambam's learning that all of the above are awesome in the Torah. Everything is awesome in the Raisa. And that's what makes it Yehovah Yavar. And that's what the Shach argued. In the absence of a Deraisa, it's inconceivable to have Yehovah Yavar. And the Ramban disagreed. The Ramban said, it's not Deraisa Bechlal. And the Gross said, you can have Yehovah Yavar and Derabanan as well. So we give a dazzle, shtukul beer that the machlokes is the same machlokes that is in the Ranim Tzuchim. According to Tyson's definition of Yerba Yava of Israel, X, and according to the Ran, it's Y, it's all, everything is Lushitas, everything is Gemara. So comes Corey and says, I don't understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin according to the Rambam. According to the Shach told us, Bedasa Rambam, that the only reason why something will meet the criteria of being Yerba Yavor, it must be deraisa. That was the Shach's Yisrael that you say this. Isurim derabanan do not create Yerba Yavor. It's not Shayach. That this is the Rabban should create Yehovah Yavar. Corey, because Chor is 100% right. Because what did the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? Remember, there were three stages in Sanhedrin. Remember the story from last week. First, the doctor said he has to be Mazan and Mamash with the woman. And then the Rabbanim said that's not happening. So then they went back to the doctor there. He said, no, he doesn't have to really do that. Just, something else. And then they got to the final point where they should just shmooze. Like, they sat there, they should have, whatever conversation, whatever. They should talk inappropriate things and show you. No touching, no nothing, no contact, no. And the Gemara says, Yehovah Yavar. According to the Rambam, according to Shach, reading the Rambam, everything mentioned in that sugya has to be what? It's got to be deraisa. It's not a deraisa, then the sugya doesn't start. It's got to, that's the deep definite, the prerequisite for each of Israel, the prerequisite for Yehovah Yavar, it's got to be deraisa. That's it. It's true that Chibuk V'Nishin, according to the Rambam, is deraisa. Whatever tisapra charagedah, whatever in the world that means, it's not chibuk v'nishuk. There's a gedah, there's a fence there, whatever. They're talking, they're doing some other kinds of activities. Again, we're not sanctioning those activities, but that's also the skivul galas erva. That's also deraisa according to the Rambam. That's what the Shach has to say. If the Shach doesn't say that, then his whole shach, his whole shtick will turn into gemara. Ops. So I want you to read the second Rambam with me. The perchof aleph, nahalacha beis. Remember, in Halacha Aleph, it's the same page, right? Actually, it's the next page, it's the same opening line. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam told you very clearly what are the deraisas, chibuk v'nishuk. The Rambam says there are taiva and anki v'vosser, etc. But now listen to the Rambam in Halacha Beis. V'aseh dava mechukos elu. Anyone who's involved in these kinds of things that he just described in Halacha Aleph, Harayim choshed al harayis. He meets the criteria of being choshed al harayis. There are halachic ramifications of that statement. But not for now. Then the Ram continues. But also the Adam likros the yadav of the raglov, olirmos the ein of the achas min harayis, v'chein lischaikima al hakal roish, v'afil la hariach besom shalel la habi biyof yasur. So the Ram just listed off a bunch of things, which we somehow feel not appropriate. Person's making gestures with his hands to the erva, or he's joking with her, masachikimo, make a kalas rosh, they're schmoozing together, they're doing things, they're playing a game together, what happens to the person who's involved in all of these things? Umakin or miskavin as davazeh makas mardus. Anyone who's involved in these kinds of activities gets makas mardus. So there is a clear contrast between Allah Alf and Allah Beis. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam told you, Chibuk v'nishuk, he's a loikim in a Torah. In Halacha Beis, he's got all kind of other things, the common denominator. What's the common denominator in Halacha Beis that's missing from Halacha Aleph?
There's no physical contact.
And the Rambam says about Al Zenem, Ma Miskama Dava Zemachas Mardus. What do you think about these two Rambams?
What conclusion would you draw from these two Rambams? Usually when you see the Rambam describing one thing against Malchus Derais, one thing against Malchus Mardus, just like flashing lights you go off in your head. One's what?
Derais.
One's Derais, one's Derabana. Right? That's the impression you get from the Rambam.
So it sounds like the Rambam is comparing and contrasting Al-Khabes when there's Kiruv Basar, Mamish, physical contact, albeit not via Mamish, that's in the Derais of Malchus. Any other kinds of crave with Arayas is only Midderabana.
Very random stab in the dark, unless it's a chatzishir.
Oh, yeah, so we were just talking about chatzishir. We were talking about the Ramban's chatzishir. Oh, the Ramban doesn't say chatzishir.
There's also no
Isis,
if
you're allowed to
have
Isis. Oh, wait a second. Yosef says, wait a second. No. Maybe we're reading too much of the Rambam. Maybe the reason why the Rambam is contrasting Malchus Deraisa with Malchus Derabonon is not because the Isser is not a Deraisa. It's just that they're lacking a basic prerequisite for giving Malchus. Maybe there's no Maisa. He's not a Maisa. He's schmoozing. He's winking. Chibuk, Anisha, those are Maisim. These are not Maisim. So it could be that in terms of the Isser itself, the same Isser. Like Moshe Mother Vedos. So it's real learning Pesachim. Believe it or not, it's hard to believe we're learning Sechbrech of Pesachim. We didn't bring a Gemara today. But the second Sechbrech of Pesachim, earlier in the year, we spoke by Rovay Motzei. You can violate by Rovay Motzei and get Malchus, according to the Rambam at least, and you can violate by Rovay Motzei without getting Malchus. So the guy who just didn't bother selling his Chometz before Pesach, left all the Chometz in his house, he's in absolute Torah violation by Rabbi Motzei. Oh, we have no Malchus. The guy who goes and buys Chametz and Pesach gets Malchus. Is it a different Isser? It's the exact same Isser. They're both Isser of the Raisa. One was done, Shloi de Maisa, one was done, de Maisa. So it could be that the Rambam is not saying that one is the Raisa, one is the Rabbana. They're both the Raisa. It's just that the Rambam is hardline that one is done, de Maisa, one is not.
What's the
criteria
of
the Rambam?
One of the examples there is a
Maisa. Yeah, that's not the Likrots, the other Rambam, this and that. I wouldn't necessarily call that a Maisa.
He seems to say in the Halacha Gimel, he seems to say, Kala Dvar Me'ilu Asur Mechayav Elavim.
Mechayav Elavim means, not get a Rambam, he means even women who are only like a Grusha or Kayan.
Rabbi, does Yichud get Malchus?
Yichud does get Malchus Deraisa, but that's also not explicit in the Chumash. That may be because it's Tashma Peh, that may be a different reason. That's Daf Yomi Sigur.
No, that's what
yeah, but that's not the Malchus Deraisa. It's not Malchus Deraisa. But just because it's a Malchus Deraisa doesn't mean it's not an Issa Deraisa. That may be for totally different, because it doesn't say, there's no law of the Farish in the Torah about Yichud.
Does Rav Moon of other times where he says Malchus Marta doesn't mean Darabana? He means Deraisa, just Malchus Darabana?
Yeah, I got every Ram and Ruchas and Hedron. It's about 400 cases where he talks about Malchus. I can't say with certainty the answer to that question.
But we see cases where he gives Malchus Maradus for the Araisa which the Torah didn't give Malchus for. That we see. That
so that's the question. Is that, do we have precedent for that? You'd have to really take a look and see. I'm guessing there probably is. So Rabbi said, I have two different ways of reading this Rambam. Now, I know which way I want to read this Rambam for the Shach. I know how the Shach read this Rambam. I have no question in my mind that the Shach read the Rambam the second way. That even the things that don't involve Kiruv Basar are also Asa Min HaTorah. Otherwise, the Shach can't read the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because the Shach whole premise of the Gemara in Sanhedrin is you can't have your Hervah Yavars unless there's a Deraisa. So the Shach must have learned that the Saprach Imach Aragedr is Mamish in the Sidereisa, but without Mamish.
Where is that coming from?
So on that shach, on the shach, on the spot, so Rabbi Shlomo Eger, on the side of Shulchan Aruch, says, I disagree with the shach. You know why he's up there, Shlomo Eger? He says, according to the shach, that it has to be a deraisa. Would anybody say that it's a deraisa to be to Saprach and Rechageder, Yaakov Reishua, come on, that can't be a deraisa. That's a daf, that can't be a deraisa. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, if that can't be a deraisa and still Jehovah Yavar, that undermines the Shach's entire side. The whole premise, the whole Shulchan Aruch of the Shach, the style of the Shach was, that you can't have Jehovah Yavar and assume the Rabbanon. The Shulchan Aruch says, but Mineu Bei, from the Gemara, it's clear that way, that there's Jehovah Yavar, even on the Sabrach or Agedar. Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch read the Rambam the other way.
So we
read Rambam, we were intellectually honest. We read Halach Aleph, we read Halach Beis. I showed gave you two different ways to read the Rambam, and I'm pointing out that the Gedolei Ha'olam had this machlokes. The Shach read the Rambam one way, and Shlomo Eger clearly read the Rambam the other way. Rabbi say, which is the correct way to read this Rambam? I'll tell you why there's such ambiguity in this Rambam. It's the way the Rambam presents in Halacha Aleph. Let's go back to Halacha Aleph again. The Rambam himself almost sets us up for this vagueness in reading the Rambam. Let's look at Halacha Aleph again. Kol habol erva min arayis derech eivorim v'shechibek b'nishek derech taiva. And listen with the Rambam. What are the Rambam's critical words? V'nene what? V'kiru basar. The Rambam is almost defining what all of these activities are. We know what chibuk is, what nishuk is. He says, no, these are all examples of nena mikiruv basar. The Rambam is putting those three words, nena mikiruv basar, into the very definition of the Yisra in the first place. This is pointing in the direction of who? Of Shlomo Enger's reading of the Rambam. Everything that's lacking nena mikiruv basar is only in the Rabbanim. But look at the last line of that Rambam. After he quotes the pasuk, "Sikur v'lagal serva," klaimer. Whenever you see the word klaimer, what does it mean? Klaimer always is a dead giveaway for what? But if that's so clear, I have to explain to you. If it was so clear, you don't say klaimer, right? Klaimer means it's like it's saying. What's the kavanah satira l'sikur v'lagal serva? Klaimer l'sikur v'ledvarim hamevim l'degil erva. What's the definition of the yisra now?
Sort of like you get it, but you
begin. Oh, you're not sort of.
No, but you have to begin to write.
It is, you said it, you hit it on the nose. You got it right. What's the end of this Rambam point? In which direction? What's the nature? Why is Chibuk Nishuk Osir? Is it Osir Be'at Smusai? Is it Osir in and of itself? What's Osir about it? Because it's leading. Lo Sikervu, that's the Lashon HaTorah, Lo Sikervu. There's the famous Avos Rabbi Nosson, Bryce, as they call it, they say it like the programs a little bit. Avos Rabbi Nosson says, Asu Siyag LaTorah, Ezu Siyag Sh'as the Torah LaDvareha. What's an example of the Torah made a Siyag? Lo Sikervu L'Gad HaServa. That's like the end of the Rambam. But that's not the beginning of the Rambam.
We spoke about that.
So, within this Rambam, Perchav Alfa Chalaf, I'm getting two vibes. We're getting two different contradictory vibes. The beginning of the Rambam, who emphasized the notion of Nana Mekirav Basar, pointed me in one direction. That would seem to exclude speaking in Ravaz and the Sebach or again, that kind of stuff. That would be much more in the camp of Shlomo Enger. But the end of the Rambam, sick of the drama, again, Beinenu, just as Chibuk V'Nishuk is Beivu Degeva Erva, Schop Gaz Rosh is right, they're also Beivu Degeva Gili Erva.
Maybe that's why he quotes two Psukim. Because the first Pasuk says, Lobilti Asoy
Sikhukas. Those are more the Chibuk V'Nishuk kinds of things. They kind of almost adding on and say, it's not clear. There's a little bit of ambiguity in the Rambam. What is the punchline? That's exactly what we're not sure about. We're not, we have this machlokes, the Rambam, and we have machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rambam, and we're trying to figure out how to fix into the Gemara. But once you're, the only way to explain the Rambam, and that Gemara is not the Rambam, is to commit yourself to that idea that all those other things are also deraisas. Those being deraisas, we're not so sure. We're not 100% sure. It's not clear for the Rambam, so it's not clear. But I'll tell you, for sure, learned the Rambam like the Shach. No question. I have a Risha who learned the Rambam like the Shach, that the deraisas go on everything. Even Olcha Beis is deraisas. I only know one Risha who commented on the Rambam. Who is that? The Ramban. In that long Hasog in the Ramban, it's Sefer Mitzvah. Did you finish all the thing? That's just it. There was one line in the Ramban. Where the Ramban was criticizing the Rambam, where the Ramban writes a lashon that according to the Rambam just said that these are all deraisa, that even hamadabed dvarim b'teilim im ha'erva would be a deraisa. Right? That's what the Ramban is saying. But that right, he was good.
He was basing himself on the Rambam in his hakdama to the Mishnah Torah when he lists the Tarayag Mitzvahs.
Oh, so use that much.
He encompasses these types of activities.
So the Ramban, in that critique in the Rambam, he clearly learned that even Dvarim is a deraisa, but then the Ramban has an attack on that. Remember his lashon? It says, "Ein lecha Dvarim b'teilim golem rizeh." That's what he says about the Rambam's line. That anyone who's going to say that Dibur Dvarim b'teilim and Erev is nisa deraisa, ein lecha Dvarim b'teilim golem rizeh. So again, Zolzayim the Ramban can disagree with the Rambam, but one thing I see clear from the Ramban, how he learned the Rambam. He learned the Rambam like the Shach, that the Ramban was deraisa. So this is the part I don't want to talk about. I was going to talk about it later, so court forced me into the court, I had no choice. So if I said, let's get back to square one. So we have a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, about whether Chibuk V'Nishuk, all these, whatever the details of this Isserar, whether they're Isa or not. And the Shach and the Gra now telling us this is spilling over in terms of the Sugya of Yehorba Yavor. And we thought this is all part of the whole physical, all part of the same story from last week, Tazen Iran. How do you define Abizrai? Was Abizrai Hashem the mice itself? Is Abizrai Hashem the us that Hashem is going to lead to? But basically, I want to go down a different route now. Let's suggest that everybody has the same definition of Abizrai. Abizrai does not mean what's going to happen in 6 months from now. Well, that was Tysus. Everyone agrees to Iran's basic definition of Abizrai. It has to be called the Isser of Kedirai. It has to be called the Isser of Abizrai. And I could, even based on the Iran's definition of Abizrai, I could still explain in a Kudus and Machlekes between the Ram and the Rambam. Should Abizrai apply to Yisurim Drabbana or not? Don't tell me stories about Hashem and Asad. That was before. I want only one definition of Abizrai. The Ran's definition has got to be an Isser of Gilirai. It's an Isser of Navarizar. Isser Shvichistam. And it could still explain away this Machlekes Ram and the Ramban, whether the Rabbans count or not. What would this Machlekes be revolving around? How would you formulate such a Machlekes? Everyone's agreeing to the same definition of Israel, forgetting the Tosis. Everyone agrees that Israel has to be the Isser itself, and he could still have Machlekes Rishon about the Rabbanan.
They have a chiyuv to follow the Dinei Darabbanan. What's that chiyuv? Is it a separate idea to follow Darabbanan, since Chashuvus Darabbanan, or is it the Torah gave Darabbanan the koach to say getter to each mitzvah as a din in that mitzvah?
Oh, so I need 2 words. You said it perfectly. I just need 2 words. Kloli prati. That's all I want. Are Yisurim Drabbanan Yisurim Kloliim? Or Yisurim Drabbanan Yisurim Pratiim? Mashlema Devadayim. Okay? You have a fellow who's Mechal Shabbos with Drabbanan. He's moving mukzah. He's putting food on the blash like a day. He's fine. Every Yisurim Drabbanan under the sun. Right? Says he never touches. Only Yisurim Drabbanan. Is he Mechal Shabbos? Funny question, huh? Would you call him Michal Shabbos?
No.
What would you call him? Would you call him, he's a violator of the Yisr of Losasim and Adorash and Yiduchayim and Small? That doesn't sound like so bad, you know? What would you say? No, you're Michal Shabbos! What am I asking everybody to say? When you violate Yisr Derabbanan, are you violating that mitzvah proper? That the koyach of the Derabbanan almost transforms these Yisurim to become part and parcel of the Isser Gufa, Isser Prati. No, it's the general Isser. The guy who eats chicken and milk, and the guy who moves mukta, the guy who eats bishlakam, it's the same Isser. The Isser is called, not listening to the Derabbanan. Or Yisurim Derabbanan, Yisurim Klon, Yisurim Prati. So about that shayla, about the Chil Shabbos, Rabbi Kivega, that Chil Shabbos, about that. Rabbi Kivega, Nuch HaShchit, Tzim HaBeis, as the whole long discussion, came to Mafleks Yishenim. About the following Shabbos. You have a guy who's a mumul chal Shabbos Drabbanan. He would never do a deraisa. In a million years, he would never do a deraisa. Only Drabbanans. He's a mumul chal Shabbos Drabbanan. Is he called Mechal Shabbos? Can he shecht or not? Mechal Shabbos for Heshek can't shecht. Is that called Mechal Shabbos? Or is he called a violator of the servant of the Torah that doesn't disqualify him from being a shecht? It's a soft year of Rikki Vega.
That's
a trust issue. That's a different story.
Oh, because any derisa they kept it is more sense
to get it as well. No. There are 2 issues. There's an issue of trust and there's an issue who's puzzle. If I have a guy who doesn't eat kosher, but he's not a Mechal Shabbos Pharisee, he's not an Ovid of a Zara, he can't be trusted to Shech, but if I'm watching him and I see he's doing it okay, then the Shechit is perfectly okay. If ever guy is Machal Shabbos for Hesya, even if I'm standing and watching him, the Shechit is possible because he's Dino Ka'akam. They're 2 different halachas. So I want to know, in order to get that title, Machal Shabbos for Hesya, the Shechit is possible, even if I know that it was physically done okay, we would give the stuff like, what if I'm only Machal Shabbos by Muktam, not Machal Shabbos by Malachas? What's the deal? So whenever I get this from Kivega, I will give a krecht. Do you want to give a krecht? Because maybe I was partially responsible for this one. I had a chavrusa years ago. Well, I learned your day with it. We learned to cheshchita together, we learned chulun together, we learned chol together. He was a really, really mamashim. Super duper mamashim. Really, really bright fellow. And never he went, a few years after Shiva, whatever happened to him, he went off the derech a little bit. And, but he was a real Lamdan, Bishaito. And he's still a wicked Lamdan, from years, but he still knows how to learn. And I was told by people who know him that he doesn't give Shabbos anymore, but he will not do Malacha Deraisa. That he cannot bring himself to, I don't know what his definition, I don't know whether he holds full wrestlers on Deraisa, but I can't tell you what he holds on everything with Shaila, but he will not, he won't drive his car, he won't write, he won't cook, but it was Muktza, he has to work, I think, on Shabbos. He'll do Derabbanan, but he will not, he cannot bring himself to a Deraisa. So I always wonder whether when we learned that Rabbi Kiveri together back in our smicha days, 20, 30 years ago, whether that's what, that set the bubble up in his head. Maybe you can have someone who's, we won't call him Chal Shabbos, you know. I don't know. It's a strange, strange situation. That's what it's, no, no. Anyway, I try to reach out to him over the years. Okay, anyway, getting back to the story. So, if you hold that Yisurim D'Rabbanon of Gidei Arayos are called Gidei Arayos. If you hold that Yisurim D'Rabbanon of Avodah Zarah are called Avodah Zarah, so then maybe one could argue, Sachi Harva Yavar. Then maybe it's potentially subject to the rules of Harva Yavar. If you hold that Yisurim D'Rabbanon of Gidei Arayos are not just like Gidei Arayos, it's a Nisur D'Rabbanon, it's a Nisur Losasa, it's a Nisur Kloli, it's what kind of Harva Yavar. So could that be the Nekudas Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban? Maybe the Rambam and the Ramban were arguing about is Chibuk Pidushik Deraisa now. So the Rambam and the Shach said Chibuk Pidushik is a Vada Deraisa because only Deraisa is the subject to Harav Yavar. The Rabbanans are not subject to Harav Yavar. And the Ramban and the Gros said no, even the Rabbanans are subject to Harav Yavar. That according to the Rambam, Yisurim D'Rabbanon are not potential candidates for Yehovah Yavar because they're not Yisurim Prothiyim? Is that what the Rambam holds? And that's the clue that the Ramban argues with? Is that pshat?
You'd expect that Machlokes to be true in Gamshas.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm building up. I'm setting you up for this, okay? I'm setting you up for failure. Not you personally. New friend of mine,
happened,
neighbor.
Happened a long time ago.
What's that? Yeah. Huh? So let's just see where we're going here. We want to suggest, we're building up this pyramid now, we're creating this possibility of re-evaluating the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. Machlokes is not about Tyson and the Ramban anymore like last week. Machlokes is everyone agrees to everyone else's definition. The definition of Harav Yavar means it has to be part of that Isser itself. And the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban is that the Rabbanim is part of the Isser itself. According to the Rambam, would be the Rabbanim is not part of the Isser itself. They serve volume. And according to the Ramban, the opposite would be true. So we have to test that. That's already something that has to be tested. Okay, we're going to test it. We thought we're going to test it. Kol Shas. I just need one place to test it.
Okay.
I'm going to test it in a Rambam, Nuchas Mamrim. Great now. Let's read Perak Dalid Hilchas Mamrim for Dalid Olach Aleph. Perak Dalid Olach Aleph. The Rambam's talking about the dinim of Zuk and Mamrim. The Beis Din of Gadol Paschal is one way, and there's one guy, not one guy, he's a big Tamachal, great Tamachachal, but he's arguing with all the other Chachamim. He refuses to bet. So Zuk the Rambam, Perak Dalid Olach Aleph, Zuk and Shechalach al Beis Din. So the first condition necessary for Zohar Mamre to take place is that the issue that they're arguing about has to be in a Sekaris. It has to be something that if you would do it b'mezi b'chad Karis, do it b'shogi b'chad Chatas, then we're subject to the parasha of Zohar Mamre. And so the Rambam, Bein Shoyu Hein Eistrin V'umatir, it doesn't matter whether they're the ones that the Bezin says it's also, he says it's Mutter, that doesn't make a difference which direction he's disagreeing, but it has to be a davar shechayev karis. Afilu hayu amir pi Kabbalah. Even he says he has a tradition. Va'amak kachibalt rebbeinu ken rebbeinu shet dinaisen. Ho b'cholak aleya b'davar ve'asa hayr lasser is a chayev misa. The ainsach leimim heim har pi Kabbalah. Kabbalchaymer they say they have a tradition. He denies the tradition. Says around that doesn't make a difference. Who has the Masurah? Doesn't have the Masurah there, none of that. The only thing that matters is it has to be a Dovah Shechiyav and Love Karis. But now listen to this Rambam. V'chein, Zakti Rambam, im cholap yaleyem, b'gzeirim in a gzeiris, Shegazu b'dava sheyesh v'shegaz echapas v'deni karis. They're arguing about something which is only a derabanan, but it's a derabanan in the area of halacha of nisakaris. Kegoin shehiti racham et yom abasa b'shar shishis o'osir b'ano b'shar chamishis harei zechayav misa b'chiko. So like the Rambam, as long as they're fighting it about an Issacharis, about Chometz, even though the particulars of their argument do not carry Karis. If you eat Chometz, b'shar shishis, you're not chayav Karis. It's only a Terabon, it's not even a Deraisa. And the Rambam says you're still subject to the business of the Rambam. Why? Because you met the criteria. The criteria were, Dava shechayav and azdei nikaris hashim yosichat. Zok the Ramban and say for mitzvahs that this is not correct. Zok the Ramban, lo yitochein, you're going to become a zok in mamre for a fight about something that's not even a deraisa. What's for chayiv koris? There's no chayiv koris. It's nothing. It's garnish. It's nothing. What's the kus l'chay example? Zok the Bachanan, the neighbor of Chayim. Reb Chaim said the Nekudas HaMachloikis in the Ram and the Ramban is what is the nature of Yisurim Durabonim? Or Yisurim Durabonim, Yisurim Pratiyim? Are they Yisurim of that Yisur per se? Or are they Yisurim Klolim? The general overall prohibition you have to not veer away from the Chachamim. So Reb Chaim, according to the Rambam, it's an Yisur Prati. It's called an Yisur Chometz. I find it Pesach, it doesn't matter. But the Rabbonon, you're not allowed to do it. It's called the Issa Chometz. According to the Ramban, that's inconceivable, because according to the Ramban, you're not fighting about Issa Karis. You're not fighting about Chometz. When I eat Chometz an hour before Chatzos, the Nerev Pesach, I'm not eating Chometz. I'm violating another Issa. I'm violating this. I'm eating Bishulachim. It's no different than moving Mokhtz. It's not Issa Chometz. It's not Issa Chometz. It's not Issa Sheyesh by Karis. According to that B of Reb Chaim, it's called by Reb Chanan, that's going to be the exact antithesis of what we just said in the Sugya of Yehovah Yavar. In the Sugya of Yehovah Yavar, we wanted to claim, why does the Rambam say that you have to have deraisas to be Yehovah Yavar, the Rabbanans can't? So we said, oh, because the Rambam was told the Rabbanans are not Yisur Pratim. Oh, and the Ramban said even the Rabbanans can be Yehovah Yavar. Oh, it must be the Ramban held that Yisur, the Rabbanans Yisur Pratim. So that's real. We did that test. I didn't test Kol HaShas, but I found the Rambam, Chizma Amram, found the Rebbe Chanan, Kotz Reb Chaim. So because of Yisur Chayim, you know, Chayim, because off this way, we're not going to go on Yisur Chayim. So we have to go back to our original reading of the Rambam and the Ramban. We have to go back to our original theory that the Nekudas of Achleikas, the Rambam and the Ramban, is how do you define Abizrael? Is Abizrael Hashem HaOsid? Or is Abizrael not necessarily Hashem HaOsid? I don't want to link that Machleikas to the Shaila of Klali Prati, because if I do, I'm going to end up, everyone's in the wrong team. The Rambam's against himself, the Rambam, I don't want to go down that route. It's interesting, food for thought, but I don't want to go down that route. So I want to come back to where we left off, that the Nekudas of Machlekes have Rishayim, but you say Abizrael under Abundance, is this Nekuda? What is Abizrael with that? Is Abizrael focusing on the Isser itself, or is Abizrael focusing on Hashem Bas? So I share one last potential Nafkamina Ladina, and we'll wrap it up for tonight. Very famous Gemara. The Olam Yapel Adam is Asvel Osef Kivshan Ha'esh Yav Bechvev Ram. Better person should throw themselves into a fire, into a furnace, rather than embarrass somebody publicly. And no one, the Tamar, the famous story about Tamar, that she refused to be Malvah Pnei Yehuda V'Rabim, even though it almost cost her life. Baruch Hashem, all's well that ends well. Maybe else we wouldn't have much Megillah Shrus to read, but Baruch Hashem, everyone survived. But it was pretty close call. How serious you take that statement, Gemara? La'olam yapel adam atzel l'kiv shenayish v'yapel echvei v'rabim. I don't mean you shouldn't take the Gemara. Seriously. I mean, how halachically do you take that Gemara?
That's the opposite.
So Rabbeinu Yonah gizach the shay tshuva? The Gemara really meant it. You know why?
Tamar really meant it.
Yeah, it really meant it. It's not a game, says Rabbeinu Yonah. You know why? Apidin. It makes a lot of sense. You know why? Because not brechaver v'rabim. What a chazal call it? It's ke'ilu shefich damim. It's a p'satachina of shefich damim. Zok Rabbeinu Yonah. Catch this one. It's Abizrael, which is dumb. Therefore, the Gemara meant it with the utmost seriousness. Olam Yapalas Kazek, Yapalas Rebbe Rabbin. Our real mentor truly is Mam Shem Israel. Everybody agree to that? Tasha said, I didn't hear this directly. Somebody told me once that they asked Rabbi Lechazid, what do you thought about this Rabbinian? Somebody told me a story. And supposedly Ryan said that, I don't know how to say it over the very bottom of what he said, but I couldn't come up with the vocabulary. But basically, the gist of what he said was that he's not so convinced that if someone asked him a Shia Aloch Lamais, he would follow this Rabbinian. He says, he doesn't say Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. We're not so sure that all the Rishonim bought into this idea. This is Mamash Adin. It's like Derech Musar, Derech Yisairus. Oh, you have a lot of it's Kishlaish. It's not bottom line. Push up the guns to your head. It's really, truly hurt by Yavor. He's not even so sure the other Rishonim on this way. That's where Baron says it's possible. What's the Nakuda? What's the Shabbos? Vinyayna? Vuchana? Is this a correct application of your Harvah? Yeah, this is correct Abizrayim? Or defense? If you tell me that Abizrayim means, as long as you can label what you're doing as part of the general category of Is or X, that suffices for Abizrayim. That's because I'll say, Muhammad Nechamer is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, it's a ritzicha. It has a certain certain characteristics of ritzicha to it. If you're going to tell me that Abizrayim is our shame that's going to happen in the future, I mean, what do I say? It could be maybe it embarrass somebody along the way in life. I would not say that Mal Brech Rebbe Rabin is an automatic dead giveaway. No pun intended on that one. You can pick up a knife and stab somebody next. The person who's Baal Arayas Chiba Benisha, I'd be much more comfortable saying that's going to lead with this. If you're telling me that Abizrael was defined by Hashem HaOsid, I don't think Chazal meant Ma'abrech Rebbe Rabbim's Keshevich Domim means that every Ma'abrech Rebbe is going to result in Shrichas Domim. I don't think so. I think Chazal just meant was that there's a certain characteristic of Shrichas Domim that applies to Ma'abrech Rebbe. So if you define of Israel as being characteristics of this earth, so maybe he's right. Then Ma'abrech Rebbe has a certain characteristic of this earth. If you can define of Israel, Shem Taisvis is like the Ramban and Taisvis, that's our shame, our osid. It's not the Isser prop, it's not the mice itself we're focused on, it's what's going to happen. To make that jump and say every Mabri Chamer Ram is so muchach as the elitish, because it's hard to believe, it's hard to call that Ab Israel. So maybe according to that Mahalach Ab Israel, maybe the other Shem would buy into it. Anyway, so everybody said, let's just pause it for a second. So what do we have? We have a simple Gemara. So let's look at the Gemara last week. We read the Gemara about the Chomish Rapha, puts me out to the Asherah. Even the Rachel B'Kuach Nefesh, so we pointed out the Chayis Taisin in Iran. Everyone agrees there's some Mechudish thing going on in this Gemara. We just weren't quite sure what that Chiddush is. Taisin's understanding, Iran's understanding. Then we went to the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, which was the source of this whole discussion. And we saw the Ram and the Ramban, two different ways of reading it. Then we got a little bit onto that important tangent, but important part of the Sugya, in terms of, well, just how Deraisa is Deraisa according to the Ramban. Everything in that Gemara really truly derives it. That kind of talk with Shmuel and Shachs and the different nuances, two different ways of reading the Rambams and Halach Alf and Halach Abayz. And then we went back trying to understand what really is the Machlekes of Yishayin and whether their abundance should qualify as Abizrayim or not. Is that a Machlekes and Uchas Abizrayim? How do you define Abizrayim? Or is that more of a Machlekes? How do you define their abundance? So we got all excited about two different ways of defining their abundance. Clearly, Prati, we got really, really excited. And then we ran into a brick wall because we realized that the Ram and the Ramban don't match up. Any stretch of form, the Ramash is the exact opposite, so we kind of didn't want to go down too far down that route. We came back to where we started. And then we just threw an interesting idea. This is Rabbi Yaina that took the Gemara very, very literally in terms of Israel. We're not so sure the other Rishonim bought into this, and perhaps the reason why other Rishonim maybe would argue is because they had a different understanding about Israel.
The fact that the Rambam